Welcome once again to the Message of the Bible GPS. We continue our focus on the theme of assumptions and how it impacts our behavior on other people. The reason for that is I got a lot of feedback from people who were surprised about the influence of assumptions in our daily lives. They didn't realize it's such a big deal. And that is why we are going to focus once again on the theme of assumptions and how to deal with that. But before we're going to focus on our message and our scripture reading, I have something that I would like to share with you. As you know, my passion is to reconnect people to the Bible and to use the Bible as the foundation for their lives. Because we live in turbulent times, people feel a little bit lost and lonely. People experience anxiety. They don't know what to believe anymore. And in these turbulent times, I firmly believe and I've witnessed how the Bible can be your God positioning system, your GPS, how to find your way through the turbulences and turmoil of this world. We get great feedback from people about our material and the messages, but the reality is our growth is slow. And this is where you can help the Bible GPS. How can you help? I want to tap into the network of your contacts. And how can we do that? It will be great if you can send an email to several of your contacts and including me in that email and introduce me to your contacts for a 20-minute conversation I can have with them about the ministry of the Bible GPS. You don't need to be part of the conversation, but you're welcome to be part of the conversation. That will be just amazing if you can allow me to tap into the network of your contacts. Send them an email, CC me, and I will take it further. That will help me to make more connections and to expand the ministry of the Bible GPS to a broader network. It will be wonderful if you can support me in this. The email address is cobus@thebiblegps.com. And the email address you can also find on our website. That will be a warm introduction you can make to the network of your contacts, and I firmly believe it will be helpful to expand the growth of our ministry. Thank you so much in advance. Let us just bow our heads in prayer. God, we want to thank you for this day. Thank you, God, that we know that you are alive. Thank you that you speak to us through your amazing word in the turbulent and turmoil times we are living. And we know that your word gives us peace, it rejuvenates our spirit, and it gives us new direction. Lord, we need to reconnect more people to Scripture because we know it's clear, current, and compelling. I pray, Lord, that our audience will really help us to tap into their network of contacts. I pray this, Lord, in your beautiful name. Amen. A few years ago, I realized I'm going to engage into a very difficult conversation because I had something to share to which I believe was a bully, because I was bullied by that person in subtle ways. And I thought, you know what? Enough is enough. So I made an appointment with that person. And then I said, I don't appreciate the way you talk to me. And immediately that person was filled with anger and said, why don't you just tell me you don't like me? And then I said, no, that is an assumption that you make there. All I want to convey is that I don't appreciate the way you talk to me. And again, that person was filled with anger, turned around and said, why don't you just tell me you don't like me? Then I realized that is the tactic of bullies. They use assumptions and they want to throw it back to you so that you can look bad and feel bad. And we know that an assumption is something that is accepted as the truth, but there's no proof for it. So that is what an assumption is. It is something that you deal as if it is the truth, but there's no proof for that. And then I realized this is the tactic of bullies. They use assumptions. Bullies will say when you have conversations with them, I cannot believe that you say these things to me. Why don't you just say you want to get rid of me? You have never loved me. So those are the things that bullies will use. They want to throw it back to you because they want to be right so that they can control the journey. Where the Bible says it's not who is right, but who is righteous. And righteous just means to be in the right relationship with God and with people. It is to experience peace deep in your heart. But when you always want to be right, actually it reveals something of you. And what does it reveal? It reveals your insecurity when you always wanted to be right. That person actually should have said to me, help me to understand why you believe that the way I talk to you is not healthy. Then we could have started the conversation. But bullies fear those conversations because then they need to admit, you know what, I was wrong, I need to apologize. And they just don't want to do that because then they cannot control the narrative. So they want to be in control. But the scary thing is that assumptions are so part of our daily lives that we don't even realize it. We make assumptions about God, about other people, and even about ourselves. I don't want to focus too much on the assumptions that we make about God and about others, but sometimes we feel that when it comes to us, I'm not good enough. No one will love me anymore. No one cares for me anymore. And then we start to believe those assumptions. And we need to realize an assumption is treated as a fact, but there is no proof for that. And it's sad that we believe assumptions as a fact, and then it determines our journey. And assumptions will never bring peace in our heart because we always feel unhappy. We always feel, you know, that person doesn't want to respond to me. That person doesn't like me anymore. It's all these negative things, and it will never bring deep peace. Now, in the Bible, there are so many stories and people who actually made assumptions, and it had very sad consequences. And I want to read you a story from 2 Samuel 10. It's about David. Now, David had a very kind heart in this episode. It is about a king who died, and he wanted to send a message to the king's son of condolences. So I just want to read the first five verses of 2 Samuel 10. In the course of time, the king of the Ammonites died, and his son Hanun succeeded him as king. David thought, I will show kindness to Hanun, son of Nahash. That is a great thing that David wanted to do. I want to show kindness. Just as his father showed kindness to me. So David sent a delegation to express his sympathy to Hanun concerning his father. So he wanted to send to this son a card of condolences, a card of sympathy. And then the following happened. When David's men came to the land of the Ammonites, the Ammonite nobles said to Hanun, their lord, do you think David is honoring your father by sending men to you to express sympathy? Hasn't David sent them to you to explore the city and spy it out and overthrow it? You see, this is an assumption. It's not a fact, because David wanted to show kindness. And here they come to the king's son with an assumption. Don't trust the motives of these messengers. They are just here to spy and to check us out. And then Hanun treated that as a fact. So Hanun seized David's men, shaved off half of each man's beard, cut off their garments in the middle at the buttocks, and sent them away. And then in the next verse, it says how they were humiliated. So an assumption was treated as a fact. David wanted to send a message of kindness, of condolences, and then the men treated the assumption as a fact, and David's messengers were humiliated. And that is the sad reality when we treat assumptions as a fact and there's no proof for that. Very sad. Now the question is, why do we as people make assumptions? Because as I've said, the scary thing of assumptions or that it is part of our daily lives and we don't even realize it. Why do we make all these assumptions about God, other people, and about ourselves? Why do we do that? Well, I just want to convey two reasons that I think that we make assumptions. The first one, it is easy. Like that person told me, why didn't you just tell me you're angry at me? That was an easy way out. She should have said, help me to understand why you feel like that. Then we could have started the conversation. But when we make assumptions, it is the easy way out. Instead of starting a conversation, look at the facts, look at the proof, so that we realize our assumption was not based on the truth. Another reason is past experiences. Because of past experiences, especially bad past experiences, we do make assumptions. Because when you feel that people lied to you in the past, when you do business dealings, then you don't trust people anymore. And when you have been in relationships and it didn't go well, you know, there's a matter of you don't trust what is coming your way. And the reality is that when we have bad past experiences, it intoxicates the heart, it confuses the mind, and it blinds the eye for new opportunities. And when new opportunities come, many times we sabotage it because of the assumptions, and we deal with those assumptions as a fact. That is the sad reality. So why do we make assumptions? It's an easy way out, and because of bad experiences of the past. Now, we know when we read the Bible, that is not the way God wants it to be. God wants us to focus on the truth. Why the truth? Because the truth will set you free, but it will first make you uncomfortable. That is why people rather prefer assumptions. It's easy. They don't want to face the truth. The truth will set you free, but many times it will first make you uncomfortable. And the other thing that God wants us to do is to love, because that's the core of God's message, is that we love God and that we love people. Now, love always calls us to hope, to give people the benefit of the doubt. This is what love does. Love doesn't tell us to be suspicious, but love says, you know what? I give you the benefit of the doubt. Another passage that really helps me to move forward when it comes to assumptions, and I mentioned that in the previous message, is Romans 12 verse 2. It says, don't be conformed to the patterns of this world. And what's the pattern of this world? Is that we always make assumptions. And that is actually so sad, because we don't live in the truth, because an assumption is not based on the truth, or there's no proof for it. So the Bible says for us in Romans 12 that we mustn't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but we need to be transformed. And how are we being transformed? It's by the renewing of our mind. It doesn't say the renewing of your emotions, but the renewing of your mind. Why doesn't that passage say the renewing of our emotions? Because it's our emotions that feel a bit sad, bad, and frustrated. No. When it comes to assumptions, many times, or most of the times, our emotions run away for our mind. We feel bad, sad, frustrated, not loved, people don't care. So we have all these negative feelings deep in our heart. So our mind needs to catch up with our emotions. And this is why we need to renew our mind, so that our mind can catch up with our emotions, so that we realize everything we feel, it was actually based on assumptions. And our mind will tell us that it is not a fact, so that we can change the way we look at other people. And when we change the way we look at people, the people we look at will change, because it's not based on assumptions. It is actually based on the renewing of our mind to look for the truth, to look for the facts, so that we cannot be controlled by our assumptions. But I want to conclude. There's good news about assumptions, and that is how I want to conclude our message. There's something good about assumptions, and what is that? The good news is, it's most of the time wrong. So when you wake up tomorrow and you have all these assumptions, just know that your mind will tell you those assumptions are most of the time wrong. So when someone doesn't text you back in time, or you don't receive the email or the phone call, realize the assumptions you have are wrong. And that needs to give you peace. That needs to take you to the love of God that says, you know what? Love calls to hope, and hope gives people the benefit of the doubt. May God help us in this world where there are so many people controlled by negative thoughts and assumptions, that we just show the peace of God, because we're not driven by assumptions. We are driven by God's word, which is the truth. And God's word is clear, current, and compelling. May God help us in our relationships, in our dealings with people, not to live according to assumptions. Let's pray. Dear God, we want to thank you for your amazing love. Thank you, Lord, we realize that we cannot base our life on assumptions, because most of the time our assumptions are wrong, and that's the good news. So when we make assumptions, we can just tell ourselves, you know what, take a break, that's not going to happen, that's not true. So that will help us to give people the benefit of the doubt, and that will lead to healthier relationships. And I pray, Lord, that you will bless us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.